Welcome to Data Cronies, a Wildstar podcast with your hosts, Faye and YOLOvision. Are you ready for Wildstar? We are.
Everybody, whether you know it or not, this is take two of Data Cronies Level 4. Now, I know what you were thinking. You were thinking, aren't we doing factions? Why aren't we doing factions in FF Part 2? Why are you just sitting on your couch in studio? This looks like how it did during Level 0 and Level 1. Well, that's because things are a-changing, folks. We're going to discuss a little bit about what the state of the game of Wildstar is right now and why we feel that we will be changing our personal format for the Data Cronies. But before I begin, I have YOLOvision with me in studio once again, and we're going to let him say his hellos, and then we're going to get on because we have somewhat jam-packed show for you today, because we have a lot of this news that we have to get rid of right off the bat to talk about what we've been doing in Wildstar and what the community's been doing in Wildstar and what the developers and community managers have been doing in Wildstar. So without further ado, YOLO, why don't you say your hellos?
Faye, I hate to interrupt this cast, but we're going to have to check the sound quality on the video recording. There's a lot of static. I don't know if it's from my speakers or from your mic. We're going to have to hold off on this recording until we get the sound corrected.
Oh my goodness, are you kidding me?
Nope. Hold on, static. Let me see. It could be my... I'm going to check on my pad, but I hear a lot of static coming through.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Static through. Static's coming. It's coming for you. I don't know if it's me or you, but we got static come through. This is the musical interlude. Well, he checks his sound. Because I'm not actually checking my own sound, because it would be feedback and that would sound terrible. So hopefully he figures out if it's his speakers or whatnot, because I hear him fine. I hear myself fine.
Hopefully I get through this commercial, but here it is.
Oh my goodness. He's watching it. Don't you just love the Twitch commercials? You know, I think that Twitch should put on commercials that match the games that the people are talking about. How about a Wildstar commercial playing before somebody listening to a Wildstar podcast? That would make more sense. Because I don't mind Star Wars, but I'm kind of sick of seeing the Star Wars commercial and about their housing, because I haven't logged into my Star Wars account in like 52,000 years. So, hopefully, he's checking on things and he's hearing things and all will be good with the world. YOLO. Are you
all right, it's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
I think it's the speakers on my computer, but I checked on my iPad and it sounds okay. I'm just echoing, but it's okay.
Well, you should be echoing because you're hearing yourself that's hearing yourself. So, are we good to go? Are we continuing? Hello? Hello? Oh, now you don't hear me. No, I think he's ignoring me. You think he's ignoring me? Yeah, I think he's ignoring me. Of course, I'm talking to my little transformer sitting on my speaker right now. Optimus, do you think he's ignoring me? Yeah, Optimus says you're ignoring me. YOLO, where are you? YOLO! Oh my goodness. No YOLO, I'm solo. Hello? I see myself talking. I'm looking for you, the Hidja button. I think he destroyed stuff.
1-2, 1-2.
Oh! I heard 1-2, 1-2. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Uh-oh. Yeah, I had to switch the mic.
Wow.
Well, the USB...
This is just a wonderful day for recording. I can tell. It must be a full moon somewhere. So are we back? Are we good?
We're good.
Woo! Welcome to Data Cronies Level 4. 0.2, 0.3. Who knows what we're on right now. So, what is the big news of the day in WildStar? Yolo, I understand you watched a certain cast last night, and we found out some interesting news. What did we find out?
We found out that Stefan Frost is quitting Carbine. He has a new opportunity, and he's taking it.
Did he happen to say what that opportunity was?
He didn't. He said he's going to work for a new gaming company, but he did not state which gaming company it was. He just said he is an opportunity he just suspiciously had to take.
So he suspiciously. Now, this wouldn't be the first person necessary to leave Carbine within a month, right? Didn't we have somebody bigger than Stephen Frost step down?
I believe so, and I believe Steven is the third one in 3 weeks that stepped in. I guess it's once one guy steps down a week.
All right, well, third time's a charm. Stephen Frost, for those who didn't know, he was one of the community managers, right? He kind of became the voice for WildStar, correct?
Yep, that's true. He was doing the video, I guess you could call it like the video podcast every week on Twitch.
Because what I understand, now, we wouldn't be the first ones necessarily to bring up Stephen Frost. He was kind of a controversial guy. He kind of came out of nowhere in the company, and he just started stepping in front of the mic, and he really became a face and a voice for this game. So when the voice of a game steps down, as well as, of course, what, the president of Carbine stepped down a month ago, and things are looking gloom and doom. You know, I don't plan on necessarily leaving WildStar any soon. So, of course, that means that there is no doom and gloom, right? You're sticking with WildStar, right, Yolo?
That's a negative, sir. I unsubscribed and went to greener pastures for now. But I will be back, hopefully, once mega servers arrive and the way things looking, most likely free to play.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's one thing that's kind of getting me to hold on to this game right now, even though things look very gloom and doom. And I really haven't been on the game a whole lot in the last couple of weeks. And that has to do with a lot of things. In my real life, of course, I'm very busy. As well as there's been a couple other things keeping me kind of busy in the gamer world, because this other little game has came out called Arc Age, and I was really vibing on it in beta, and then it went live, and it has its own host of problems, including between 2 and 8 hour queue times. I don't know if any of you listeners out there have played this game, but it's really hard to play a game that you can't get on if you're kind of a casual player, like I've kind of been forced to do. Have you been trying Arc Age at all there, Mr. Yolo?
I tried and I gave up. I'm going to give it a few more weeks before I try to get into it due to the queue times. And I'm sorry, everybody, but I know you could get like the founders pack, I believe, to get in. But even the founders I'm hearing are having queue troubles.
Well, let's get rid of another elephant in the room. As you heard, Yellowvision is actually stepping down from playing WildStar for a little bit. I'm going to give it about another month, let everything settle with the mega servers, see if the populations grow at all, if there's people to actually play with in the game. Because, well, after all, WildStar is an MMO, which means that you want to have people to play with. Now, I've always been the type that's enjoyed solo playing through a lot of MMOs, but there comes a point in a game where you have to do group stuff, and if the groups are not there, it's really, really hard to get anything done. So, be it, I know that I have another month, maybe two, in WildStar to just kind of to give it things. What do you think would really draw you back to WildStar? What is it you feel that WildStar is not giving you at this current moment, Yolo?
WildStar is not giving me a community right now. I don't know if I guess we could sort of blame Carbine on that, but it's the community. I want to pay for a game. I'm paying like $14.99 a month, I want to play with people. I want to have fun going into dungeons. And, you know, a lot of people quit because of the hard content. That was not the problem I had, because I'm a casual player. And the only thing I had a problem with, I had nobody to play with. I have Faye to play with, but me and Faye, we need other people to play with to run content. We want to run content. We want to have fun. We want to join circles. Right now, our minor circle, the only two people that's logged in right now is me and Faye. There's nobody logged in there. And I believe, Faye, you can tell us, like, you check, like, the minor circles. Can you tell the people how many months the last time people were actually logged in onto the minor circle?
Yeah, I go on. I have logged into WildStar at least once a week. And generally, that's just to spend the money I have to update my land so that people who do play can come and mine in my land. But the problem is, I'll go and I'll look at my neighbors, I'll go and I'll look at the circles, and I have like 30 neighbors, and out of those 30 neighbors, only 10 people, you know, have been on within the last week. Only 2 to 3 people of my neighbors were on, you know, within a day. The majority of the people in my circles or in my neighbors list or in the you know, the little guild that we're in right now, they haven't been on in over a month, and this game's going into like its third month. It's not even that old of a game. It's like everything just died. When I go in and I play PvP, I find all the talk is how nobody's playing nothing. They're making a lot of changes to the raid structure and the attunement process that's kind of making those hardcore people who are already kind of on the fence about staying in the game or not, it's making them want to leave the game because they're getting sick of, well, look, we went through all this trouble. We got a tune in like the first week, week and a half in this game to run this content, to get through this content, and now in their minds, it's becoming more of a casual game. You know, a lot of these people came to this game because it had a very elite feel initially. You know, you could do a lot of end game stuff, and there was a lot of end game stuff to do. Now I still, because I haven't been playing this game, I'm still barely level 47. I know it's sad, but you get to a certain point in this game where you go through those quest lines and it takes you only so far. You have to run dungeons, you have to run raids, you have to do a lot of stuff when you reach a certain level where you need people to help you, because the questing, it reaches like a plateau where I found that everything was easy until I reached a certain plateau, and then all of a sudden it seemed like I needed help to kill stuff. And I don't know, for some reason, because it was so much harder for me, I didn't want to log because I didn't have anyone else to help me get through that content. Because, quite frankly, we live in a real world, and a lot of us are getting up there, you know, in our age. We're not teenagers anymore, so we don't have all the time in the world to get together and say there's a time that I'm online that's not a time that, you know, YOLO's online. Or Rowan's online, or anyone else that I might be able to play this game with. It seems like everyone that I play this game with is just on such a different schedule because everyone has to lead their real lives. So I think that's hurt my relationship within WildStar. Now, I'm still going to, you know, I plan on doing that faction video. I plan on putting that out. And I may do a couple other PvP videos and stuff like that. And when the mega servers hit, I may do like an update on WildStar. But as far as Data Cronies, we're kind of going to step away from WildStar for a bit. I'll do a small segment on WildStar because I'm playing it. And I'll let you guys know what's going on in WildStar. As well as YOLO is into another game that he subscribed to recently. And it's not World of Warcraft, where a lot of people are going back to right now because they have a new expansion. So we're going to start talking more towards changing this into a gaming podcast where we're going to exclusively pretty much do MMOs, because that's mainly what, as far as we can tell, you know, what we both play the most. We're also going to add a different element into our podcast as well. We're going to actually have another person come in We might have Rowan step in because he plays all sorts of games as well. And we're going to really start talking about what all these MMOs have in common, what we like about MMOs, what draws us to them, why we play the MMOs that we play, why we don't play the MMOs that we don't play. And we're going to really go and make this more of a broad conversation about MMOs instead of just concentrating on WildStar. So who knows what game you're going to see when we do a live stream like this, what you're going to get out of us, you know. Obviously, you're not going to see us both sitting on the WildStar couch anymore until things either go free-to-play or I say, hey, YOLO, everything's improved in WildStar, you need to come back, you know. It would just be me sitting on the couch. So we may log into it completely. Hey, look, that was cute. We got a network connection closed error. Did you get knocked offline?
Nope. I haven't.
Oh, it's only me, the guy who's broadcast that got knocked offline.
So this, oh, you're talking about WildStar.
Yeah,
I have WildStar.
Are you still up?
Yep, I'm still there.
Oh, of course you are. Well.
Well, they're supposed to be doing work today with the login issues for 3 hours.
Oh, I see.
If you were already logged in, though, you're supposed to stay in.
Well, that obviously wasn't true for me, so you have to let me know if you get closed out. So you guys get to stare at this really sexy screen that's black and white and says network error connection closed. Now, I don't know if it's going to kick me out to the main hub or not. But anyways, you know, so why don't, you know, let's give you a little taste of what Daddy Cronies is going to kind of switch over to. So, YOLO, what is this elusive game that you decided was going to take your money away from WildStar? What are you playing? Oh, I'm going to be back to singing soon. YOLO! Ah, he's been connected. His network is... knocked him offline. Carbine. Carbine's doing it. It's Carbine's fault. They've taken over. I've lost YOLO again. This is going to be the funnest podcast to edit. And the funnest podcast for you to listen to if you actually go and watch this live or on our YouTube channel, because this is just craziness. Craziness all around today. See, I wouldn't be singing to you if there wasn't such an issue with musical tracks being played on Twitch anymore. If I was not releasing this to the video version of the YouTube or leaving it on Twitch. Hey, whoa, there you are. What happened? Did your network close and it shut down your modem?
No, something even more noobish. I accidentally muted my headset.
Wow, so you didn't hear my question for you?
Yes, I did, and the game I'm currently playing is DC Universe Online. Also, yes. I'm going to be playing Destiny, and most likely I'm going to go back to World of Warcraft.
World of Warcraft. You know, what is it about that game that sinks their hooks in the people? You know, I got away, folks. I broke the addiction of WoW. I had my option to go back because a certain host that happens to live in the same house with me went back and plays that game. And I looked at it and I said, I played this game for like 5 years and I don't understand why I played it for 5 years. So what is it that's, how does WoW have its hooks in you that you're really thinking you're going to be going back?
It has a community. It's a lot of people playing. I can queue up for dungeons. There's people there. It has a voice of the MMO player, and it just draws me to play sometimes.
Now, can you really say it's still got a community from the time that I used to play, where there's still 13 million people, but now there's only 6 million people? You still feel it's a thriving community that's not going anywhere for a while? Oh, dear. Now we have a Blizzard interfering. They hear me. Blizzard! Give me back YOLO! Blizzard! YOLO, where'd you go, Lo? Oh, my goodness.
At WildStar, I mean, not WildStar. World of Warcraft burns me out. Every time it burns me out, I give it up for a couple of months, and then I come back. I think the last time, like when I was with Avengers and the Horde, I quit. I gave it up for a few years, but then I guys subscribed to, I think, Star Wars and felt how I didn't like how it was, and I went back to World of Warcraft, and it had me coming back every few months.
Did you find that when you went back to WoW that you... Did it feel like home to you when you went back?
It felt different. I actually enjoyed, like, the level, because when I came back to WoW, I actually leveled another character. I went to the Alliance side. I said, let me see how this is, and I leveled the Alliance character to, like, 80-something.
So the Horde did not feel good to you anymore?
The Horde felt good, but I have, like, mostly the characters on the Horde, I have, like, 80 and above, and the problem was I was getting, I don't know how to explain it, I just wanted to level somebody up from scratch, even though it was a Death Knight, but I just wanted to try something different, and then try a different faction.
Yeah, I understand. You know, recently, what's really interesting, what I really like about some of these game companies, is they're giving all their games under these... what I call multi-login server apps, if you will, for a better term, where you can go in and, like with Blizzard, you can play all of their games that they have that you own just by launching one launcher. And Trion Worlds, you know, the Arcane people, they have placed, of course, Rift and Defiance under their launcher as well. Both of these games, of course, I've played before. And because of this, I find myself dabbling more and more into those old games that I necessarily wouldn't have said I would have ever gotten back to, because I know that I would get on my Rift account with my level 50 and I would play and I would feel lost. When I get back on and I play an old tune that I haven't played for a while, the biggest thing for me, I don't know if you have this problem, Yolo, and I'll let you respond to it here in a second, is I'll open up my bags, right? After I haven't played a tune in a game for like 6 months, and I'll look at all this stuff in my bags, because I am a bag filler upper, and I go, what do I do with this stuff now? And it's crazy. So I said, I love this game. You know, out of all these games that I went to after WoW, I took, you know, Star Wars. I only took my highest tune in Star Wars, I took a bounty hunter to like 43, and then I had some issues and I dropped it. But Rift and Secret World, you know, Secret World, I tried to max out my tune as best as possible. I'm kind of getting dabbling back in the Secret World right now to get my tune back up there where it needs to be. But I went back to Rift and I got on my level 50 and I just started questing, and it didn't feel like it did in the past. And I looked at my bags and I had all this crap. So what I ended up doing was I actually sat down, because I could. I actually started a brand new cleric class tune in Rift. And I just started leveling them from, you know, 1 to level 8, just to kind of dip my feet back in this and try and recapture what I originally saw in Rift. Because I loved Rift. There was no reason I didn't like Rift. The only thing that killed Rift for me is a lot of the things that killed WildStar for you is there. I got to a certain point in the game and I was a member of this guild, and then the guild stopped playing, so I had nothing to do, so I just stopped playing. You know, there's only so far. Now, I could level all the way up to the max level by myself in Rift, and I did do a lot of leveling because I actually did the Rifts, and I dabbled a little bit in the Now the Dimension system. And I'm debating whether I'm going to give them money to get the newest expansion in this game, too. Because I paid for Rift. I paid for Rift for like a year. Even when I didn't play it, I still paid for it. Because I love the game and I wanted to support Trion. Because I think they're a great company as well. And I ran a lot of stuff with Trion. But what is your biggest issue, I guess is my question, when you get back to a game that you haven't played for a while and you look at those old tunes, What do you find is your biggest issue with dealing with those old tunes? Do you have that problem where you look at your bags or you look at all your stuff or your gear and you're like, whoa, what do I do now? Or do you feel that you can naturally just pick it up and move on?
When I came back to DC Universe Online, I was subscribed like years ago to it, but when I came back recently, all my bags were full, and had to figure out what type of gear I had to wear, what kind of spec I needed to take, and my DPS rotation, and blah blah blah, and it's like an obstacle in the beginning, but once you're like into going back and doing the things you used to do, you eventually get the hang of it, and you know, just start. It's hard to explain, because in World of Warcraft, when I went back to my old tunes on the Horde, I just looked, saw, and created a new character on the Alliance side, because I really didn't want to just deal with that stuff, the stuff you're talking about. I didn't want to start off my professions and like finish them off. I said, let me just start off something new and maybe I'll get into it. And I did on the Alliance side. And I went from a role-playing PvE server to a PvP server.
Yeah, see, that even little stuff like crafting, you know, it's going back to an MMO isn't necessarily like riding a bicycle after you haven't rode for a while. You know, it's not that easy to pick up. You know, the crafting's a big thing. You know, I would take both in Rift, both in WoW, I took my characters to the max of every crafting. I had maxed, you know, archaeology. You know, that was just my thing. You know, because I spent so much time in game, because I was pretty much exclusively there at the end, I was a raider. And as a raider, you don't always have anything else to do during the week. So, of course, I spent it hunting pets, hunting mounts, getting my crafting the max, selling my crafting on the auction house. And I had this thing going where I would still spend 40 hours a week in playing WoW, but I would maybe play with my friends, you know, 4 or 5 hours a week when we would have that raiding time. But everything else, I was very much solo, and I wanted to be the best of the best of the best. So I spent my time in-game crafting and hunting these things, out-of-game theory crafting, reading the forums, checking all this stuff. I think for me, WoW, even though now I say it will never get me back, I think maybe in November I might buy Warlords. You know, I already have Mist. I played through it, you know, in beta, and I still can technically play it in beta if I want to play through that content, but that's what I would do. Now, to me, WoW is almost exclusively a solo game. I buy it. I play through all the content just to get the lore. For some reason, I was very into the lore when I was playing WoW. So if I bought Warlords, I would play it, hit max level, do every single quest in the game, but not necessarily do the dungeons. Of course, there are quests that take you in dungeons, but that wouldn't be my main thing. I would play it like I would play any other game on a console or single player game. I would buy it, play the content, get my money's worth out of it, and then I would probably get out of the game. When you get back in to Warlords, what route do you think you're going to take when you get back into that game?
That's a good question, but one that's hard for me to answer, because you know me, I'm probably just going to try to level as fast as I can to 100. And also, they got their housing system, and I'll probably dabble with the housing system, because their housing system also has like a quest in it, and you have people, I guess, enemies trying to siege your base of operations.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't necessarily. To me, now that I'm used to WildStar housing system, I dabbled in Rift's dimension system. I don't know if I necessarily like the housing system the garrison system that World of Warcraft has. I know that my son, who still plays WoW, he's in the beta for Warlords, you know, and he hasn't really mentioned the housing, you know. For some reason, he's not really into it either. So I don't know. I don't see an allure in the housing. What do you think in the housing in WoW that's coming up? What draws you into that? What do you think is going to be the best component of their housing system that's, you know, different than any other housing system?
Well, the only thing that catches me so far is like the people that siege your land, the orcs, and I believe you get like mini bosses. That's the only thing at the moment that caught my interest. As far as like pitting stuff like in WildStar, pitting stuff like, you know, your pictures and objects around, I don't believe you can do that.
Yeah, for me, it's kind of a wait and see. I mean, I could hop on my son's account, download the beta, you know, get it on my computer, and I could play through the beta, of course, you know, when he's at school or when he's sleeping or whatnot. But maybe I'm afraid. You know, I have this deep-seated fear that it could get me again. You know, I say, and I went on a long rant saying I got out, I escaped. I'm a survivor. I was a WoW addict. You know, I'm afraid to get back into it because, A, I like to play multiple games. And that's where Datacrony is going. We're going to talk about multiple games. The games we like to play. Because I can't see myself dedicating myself to one game because there are so many different games I want to play. If I got in the WoW, I'd be afraid that maybe, you know, I would almost have to dedicate myself for that first month, first couple of months to WoW. And if I did buy Warlords of Draenor, I would obviously, I didn't necessarily like the Mist content so much. You know, I said, oh, you know, I'm a very Asian-themed guy, and this should have been up my alley, but it really wasn't up my alley. So I would, of course, I would take my main, and I would probably do the instant bump the 90 on my main, and then have to relearn a lot of things. I didn't like where Mist took the talent system in WoW. So for me, it was kind of like, not a big draw. And the fact that one thing I'm hearing from my son who's playing, and I don't know if this is an issue for you, Yolo, but I'm hearing things like when you're in Warlords, all of your damage is now retro backwards. You do less damage to Warlord content, almost back to the point that it was in Burning Crusade type damage. But when you play anything prior from Mist back, you do this crazy amount of damage to your opponents or whatever you're fighting. So to me, that just seems crazy that if I play my Warlock, which was my main, and I played it through Mist, and I'd be doing, you know, 3 million damage to a boss, and then I get in the Warlord content, and all of a sudden I'm doing, like, 10k or below, I think that would personally bug me. How do you think this will affect you when you go from doing this massive damage to doing hardly any when you're doing new stuff?
It's basically me understanding what Blizzard's trying to do. What Blizzard wants, I guess, to happen is people to level slowly. So they're gonna have, I believe in Mr. Pantaria, this was the same thing where the damage from previous, you had like a lot of damage and you would just like one shot things. And then when you went to Mist, it was like you had to at least hit like 10, 20 times to take down a simple mob. I think Blizzard is doing the same thing with WoD because they want people to like slowly level. They don't want them just rushing through the content and then like a week later say, this game is boring and blah, 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 blah.
But it seems to me though that's how it started. But I do not necessarily think, even though they swear they're not going to, you know, retro it back. And I understand, you know, it gets a little crazy on the number boards when you can hit, you know, a monster for like 4 million, you know, hit points in one blow. It just looks crazy. And I understand where they want to go to with the slowing things down. But from what I understood is they tried to slow it down in Mist, but it's still, you're hitting really, really hard, and it's not really until Warlords that you're going to see such a drastic drop in your DPS that those DPS meter people who spend their entire day theorycrafting, man, I used to be one of these guys, you know, I used to be one of the top locks on the Feather Moon server where I could do the most damage because I just sat there day after day and I would you know, read all these major guilds and look at their specs and understand what their rotations were and what gear I needed to be and what stats I needed to be so I could maintain being the best. And if you're the best and you're doing this massive damage, although you may still be the best at Draenor, to me, still having that hit in the DPS meter, I think would drive me kind of nuts. You know, I don't know, because you do play a lot of melee classes and stuff. I don't know if it affects you differently than, like, the pure DPS classes, which is what I prefer to play in WoW. You know, the Boonkin Chickens and the Warlocks and the Mages, you know, that's kind of my thing when I'm in WoW. So do you feel that it's different mindset because you've always been a melee and you're not necessarily supposed to be that big damage dealer, that it's not that big of a deal for you? It was so much a big deal for you, you just quit.
Well, what? That's kind of true too, but that was the past. This is the future, man.
This is the future? So you're trying to tell me that melee is going to take over and ranked DPS is just going to go away?
No, pet battles are going to take over. That's what's going to take over, man.
You know, maybe it's because, although my son was a huge Pokemon fan, and I was one of those people who did collect, like, so many pets, it was ridiculous. I would spend sometimes 6 hours a week looking for a rare pet to drop. That would kill so many mobs to get this rare pet. And I had, I think when I did WoW, I had like 132 pets or something crazy like that. You would think that pet battles would be my thing, but it actually was not my thing. You know, when I played around with it in the betas and stuff, it just, for some reason, I just couldn't get into it. Are you a pet battle fan?
Yeah, I love pet battles. Oh, that's just... That actually stopped me leveling up my Alliance character to max, because I was spending most of my time collecting pets and doing battles.
Pet battles and Alliance characters. You know, it's been nice knowing you on the Data Cronies, YOLO, but...
Santa's little helper, I choose you!
Oh, dear. So, anyways, you know, the Data Cronies is going to be switching over to more of a gaming-themed podcast. I think that we will have certain themes, like today. It was kind of like a half theme, you know. I threw it out there, you know, what is it like to get back on a tune that you haven't played for a while? And we're going to have different themes like that coming through this. So you're still kind of not necessarily learning anything you didn't know. I mean, we're going to probably go over, like, different stats in games and everything else. But it's going to be more like a connection. You know, we're all gamers here, whether we play 2 hours a week, whether we play 50 hours a week. We all love the games that we play. I'm going to hope by bringing in, you know, my son as a co-host, having Rowan back on as a co-host every once in a while, and then having YOLO and me, you know, we can get a kind of a group consensus thing. And you can see different aspects because, of course, my son, who is 16, he still plays video games, you know, 30, 40 hours a week, you know. So he can kind of come at that sort of skill set that I used to have. I was there, but I'm not there anymore. I'm lucky to get on playing the probably 4 different games that I play in a week. I probably only put in maybe 10 hours a week. Not a whole lot of time. And, of course, YOLO, what would you say is your average week that you get in? How much time do you think you get in a week now?
I'll probably say like 10 hours as well. I play like on my days off, I play like probably like 2 or 3 hours a day.
Yeah, even I don't know what a day off is, but I still try and get on at least.
Wait a minute, excuse me. I might not mean my day. I mean when I'm the days I'm working and when I come home, that's 2 and 3 hours a day. I'm sorry, my bad.
Yeah, like I don't have any days off. I wish I had days off, but you know, I'm a family man and I got jobs, like 2 of them. So I'm always kind of busy, but I love to game. It's what I love to do. That's why I love to get on and talk about games. So we're going to talk about a lot more games. Like I said, you'll see me in WildStar doing mostly video stuff. I'll talk a little bit. If something massively changes, like when the Mega Servers hit, I'll probably mention what I think about the mega servers in WildStar, and then everyone else who's not playing WildStar would just kind of sit back. And then, you know, I don't play Destiny, but Yolo plays Destiny, so we'll get his perspective. I, of course, play Rift. Nobody else will happen on the show except for Rowan. When he comes on occasion, we'll probably do a Rift segment. So everyone will kind of get their own say into their own games and why they like their games. And, of course, my son plays WoW right now. And he also plays another type of game that not everybody plays. Apparently millions play, but I don't necessarily get into it. Those are the different battle arena type games like League of Legends and Smite and games like that. So we'll get a kind of different vantage point on those games as well, because those games are hard to talk about. A lot of people play them, but not that many people can talk about them. But a lot of people also like to watch them in esports. So we're going to also talk about the esports scene. You know, I'm not your typical male where I don't necessarily turn on football on the weekends. I'm more of a basketball fan, but I also like to watch a lot of esports. You know, that's kind of my thing. I'm a gamer. Why shouldn't I watch other gamers game? That's why we have Twitch. That's why we're on Twitch, because we're gamers who like to watch gamers. By the millions and trillions and whatevers. I know that Twitch has a lot of viewers. If you add up all the viewers on the games, it's quite a lot. Probably over a million people a day watch Twitch. So, hopefully, we'll have some of those millions watch our stuff as we progress. But this will be the last time for a while that you will see YOLO and me in WildStar together.
Oh, Faye, one more thing we forgot to mention about WildStar. You know, not to be the a dead chewer down, but they also canceled holiday content for this year, which is pretty bad, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, when you have a lot of people leave your game, you don't have that money to produce new stuff. That's kind of the drawback there. If you're a subscription-based game and nobody subscribes, you don't have any money to fund your project, especially if you spend a lot of money in the beginning to make a game, of which they kind of did. This is kind of what happened with Star Wars 2. They spent so much money to produce this Star Wars MMO, and then when it started going downhill, they still produced this content. You know, they came out with housing, they're coming out with the, you know, the Starfighter stuff and everything else, but it takes a lot of people to make the money that they need to make. So I'm just afraid that when this game goes free to play, and I'm kind of saying it now, this game will probably go free to play. I know early on in the press conferences there was mention that they said, of course, if things went downhill, they would go free to play with WildStar.
I'm going to tell you one thing. If it doesn't go free to play, it's going to cease to exist.
Well, I don't know about that. There's plenty of games out there that are free to play, that went free to play, and they hang around for years.
No, I'm saying if it doesn't go free to play, if it doesn't, it's going to cease to exist. It has to go free to play to exist, but hopefully it goes buy to play.
Yeah, buy the play would be good. I know it worked really well for Secret World, and they still have quite a thriving community, even though they're free to play. I mean, they never had a huge community. I think on max, after everything settled down, after launch and everything, they got down to like 500K. You know, that may not seem like a lot of people when you're talking 6 million and WoW, but if you look overall at the MMOs that are out there, both subscribers and free to play, 500K to 1 million is about your average these days. You're never going to ever see a MMO get anywhere near the WoW numbers. And that's just fact, because WoW hit at a certain time in people's lives that it just stuck. It was there when the niche was there, and now the niche is not there anymore. MMOs tend to be struggling a lot more these days. So I don't ever think that an MMO company should hope that they're going to reach in the millions. You know, because you look at games that do hit in the millions, like League of Legends, which is a MOBA, like even Hearthstone. It's another one of those games that's a Blizzard game, but it's a card game. People tend to seek out games that they can play very casual. The hardcore market is not there anymore. It's simply not there. There's still hardcore players, but the market is not there. So the MMOs hurt because of this. Because MMOs that come out that cater to the hardcore, like WildStar did when it first launched, and didn't necessarily cater to the casual players, even though they tried to do everything for everyone, it's really hurting them now. Because this is a hard game, unless you're a PvPer, to get in. And for me, to only play for like an hour, 2 hours sometimes. You know? Because when you do reach that certain point where you need to do group content, if you're just getting into these pickup groups, you're going to have some issues with time. You know, it's really one of those things where you almost have to dedicate yourself to play MMOs these days. You know, especially the hardcore MMOs. Whereas, you know, MOBAs, you don't have to dedicate yourself. You got an hour to kill. You can play two matches. You can get off. You progress your guys a little bit. And then when you restart, you know, your guys are still there. These little card games like Hearthstone, you know, you get in, you play a couple, you know, I can play 4 or 5 matches in an hour, progress myself a little bit, each one of my characters, and I can get off. You know, whereas MMOs, I love them, I love to play them, but they're not necessarily, most of them are not for people, unless you're PvP, which is another reason I think I get in the PvP and all these MMOs now, because I have so limited time to do anything else. I don't have that time anymore to search for every mount in the game. I don't have that time to search for every pet in the game. What I do have time for is to try and best serve my interest, best serve what brings me happiness in a game. Rather that be jumping in the PvP, rather that be just doing a couple quests, you know, rather that be getting on with friends, and friends help a lot. You know, so I'm still going to play all these games, and I'm hoping to find the love that I had for WoW in one other game. But right now I'm finding it in a lot of different games. I'm finding things I liked from WoW in every game. You know, I'm not going to say MMOs are WoW clones like everyone likes to say, because WoW wasn't even the first MMO. You know, everything's a clone of everything else. And they have to be, because that's how you keep people connected to your game. You have to give people that memory that they once had, you know, that made them happy. And that's all we're searching for, you know, rather it being an MMO in real life. We're just searching for something that makes us feel connected to the happy parts in our life. So, unless you have anything else to add there, Yolo, I'll give you like a closing thought, and then we'll close out this podcast. So, have at it, Yolo. Say your final piece.
Hey, everybody. There's one thing that the industry learned from WildStar, and that is that the hardcore gaming community is dead, and the casuals are rising up and here to stay. This is Yolo Vision. Back to you, Faye.
All right. Well, this has been Faye and Yolo Vision closing out the final full, it wasn't even full WildStar, I guess, this time, because we kind of went on. But this is going to be the last Data Cronies level 4 dealing with WildStar. I'm going to pop in, same ideas about WildStar, and then we're going to move on to kind of our topic for the day. And like I said, you're going to hear new voices. You know, this is a good thing. We like to hear new voices. We like to hear how different gamers think about games. You know, you would eventually get sick of just hearing me and Yolo banter back and forth. It's good to have people on. So hopefully the next time we get on, we're probably going to have on my son. I'm going to invite Rowan to come back. And if you're not sick of hearing me, I'm going to be still on Beyond the Veil at least once a month talking about something. So until next time, this has been Faye and YOLOvision. Once again, you can check us out on our Twitch channel, our YouTube channel. Just type in Data Cronies and you'll find us anywhere. As well as we have our own Twitch channels. So whatever you need to do, type us in. You can't miss us. We're all over the place. This podcast has been all over the place. So until next time, see yas.
Bye, everyone.